感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我本来在想，我应该怎么来跟大家介绍我的见证，然
I was
后。
considering how to introduce my testimony to everyone.
我想跟大家介绍一下我最近的一些经历。
I wanted to share with everyone my experiences.
我对很了解的人都知道，我特别喜欢工作，尤其是喜欢在工作中解决问题。
Those who know me know that I'm someone who loves working, especially I love to problem solve.
我从去年一直到今年的年初，大部分的时间都是在解决问题。
And from last year until the beginning of this year, I've spent most of my time problem solving.
因为我去年到今年所做的事情，今年下半年会有一次提升。
Because from the work that I've done in this past year, I will be receiving a promotion in the later half of this year.
几个月前，刚刚因为要解决一个问题，改变了一些流程，然后这个流程正在。马上就很顺利进行的时候，突然公司里面宣布，我们整个项目组全都取消了。
And so I had been in the middle of working on some doing some workflow changes. And as I was in the midst of fulfilling this work, then I found out that suddenly our entire department had been laid off.
所有正在进行的大的项目、小的项目全都停止，所有的人需要转组找工作。
All the work that we had been doing, whether it was great or small, was ended, and all of us had to go look for new jobs.
我一开始的时候没有反应过来，所以第一个星期的时候坐在家里面，在沙发上还在考虑这个项目里面有哪些问题需要怎么解决，找谁去解决。
In the first week after the news broke, it still really didn't hit me, so I was still sitting at home on my sofa, trying to think about the problems that I had been dealing with at my job.
然后到星期，周末的时候，突然我的理智回来了，跟我讲项目没了，没有任何的问题需要我解决了。
And then finally, I came to and I realized that all of the work had come to an end. There was nothing that I needed to deal with anymore.
第二个星期，所有这个项目里面的人，大家心里面都不痛快，然后大家在组织联系各种的聚会，大家开始要。开始在发泄心里面的不满。
And in the following week, all of us in the department, we had many meetings. There were many complaints which arose.
在其中一个聚会的时候，有一个工程师，个子高高大大的，跟我讲，他说他的孩子很小，他的太太没有工作，他的母亲身体很不好，需要他完全依靠他在照顾。
In one of these meetings, there was an engineer. He's very tall. He came and he said to me, "Well, I have a young child I need to take care of. I have an elderly mother that I need to take care of, and I can't do this without a job."
他说他最近刚刚有一个面试，因为太突然了，没有准备好，所以面试搞砸了。
I just had an interview, but because the interview was, I didn't have enough time to prepare, so I didn't do very well at the interview.
他边说就边哭了，然后跟我讲说，他不知道接下来的面试会怎么样，会不会能找到工作。
As he was telling me this, he was also crying, and he was telling me, "I don't know how the next interview will go. I don't know if I'm going to find a job."
我当时听到这些以后，看到他哭了，我心里面很难过，然后我特别想要帮助他，可是我没有这个能力给他提供一份工作。
At the time when I was listening to him, I was very sad about his situation, and I wanted to help him, but I didn't have the power to give him this job that he desired.
我觉得我所说的话也不能帮到他，因为这些话不能够帮助他面临他需要去经历的困难。
I didn't know the words to say to him because I felt like the words that I had wouldn't help him to deal with his experience that he was going through now.
然后回到家的时候，我想到他，开始想到我自己，自己也处于类似的情况当中。那我接下来应该怎么办？我会面临什么？我家里面的每一个成员会面临什么？
As I went home, I thought about his situation, and I also reflected on my own situation. What would I face in the future? How would I, what would change in my family?
我越想越乱，越想越慌，越慌越没有力量。
The more I thought about it, the more flustered I got, the more flustered I got, the more weak I felt.
然后自己在那儿想说，我解决那么多的问题，可是遇到自己的问题的时候，我没有力量去解决，没有办法去解决，因为我看不到我前面的方向，我也不能没有办法找到一个最佳的解决方案。I
thought about how I had solved so many problems in this job, but now I was faced with a problem that I could not solve and that I could not find the answer to.
我在家里面走来走去，然后有的时候坐在沙发上发呆。
So I was pacing back and forth at home. Sometimes I would just sit there and not do anything because I wasn't sure how to proceed.
我的父亲看到我在沙发上发呆，就走过来跟我讲说：“不要担心，我们有神在。”And
my father, who was at home with me, he saw me sitting there on the sofa. He walked over to me and he said, "Don't worry, because we have God who is with us."
这句话。 对我来说，就像在烈日下暴晒的时候，突然脑袋上面有了阴凉。And
this word to me was like shade on a hot day.
然后我突然就想起圣经诗篇上面29篇讲的，洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王。And
I thought about the verse in Psalm 29, which says, "The Lord sat enthroned at the flood."
耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。
And the Lord sits as king forever. Amen.
我这个时候就转向神，把我自己的负担和我的将来交托在神的手上。
At that time, I turned to the Lord and I gave him my burdens and I gave him my future.
神赐给我喜乐平安，赐给我力量面对我接下来需要面对的。
And God gave me joy and peace to face the problems that I was dealing with.
我回想过去经历的这些事情，都有神的恩典在里面。And
as I was looking back, I realized how all of the things that I experienced, I also experienced God's grace through them.
我记得我从小接受的是无神教育，一直都是无神论。I
remembered how, from when I was young, I received an atheist education.
除了学习，没有想过其他的。
And besides my studies, I hadn't considered anything else.
但是我记得小的时候，有一次小朋友们在外面一起玩的时候，突然看到一波一波的大人往同一个方向去走。But
I remembered as I was young and I was out playing, then suddenly I saw a group of adults. They were moving towards the same direction.
我们很好奇，所以也想去看一个究竟。
And we were very curious what was going on, so we also followed after.
我们到了一个空地上，在远远的地方，我看到一个白颜色的床，全都是白的，床头挂了一个很大的照片，边上都是白颜色的花。And
so we went to a plane, and then there I saw a bed. It was all white, and at the head of the bed there was some white flowers.
Picture.
Sorry, there was a picture there.
然后听到旁边的大人们在讲说这个人死了，46岁。我到现在记得他的名字。And there,
I saw that the adults were saying that there was someone who had died. He had died at the age of 46. And even until today, I remember his name.
当时因为岁数很小，没有什么感觉，大家小朋友就觉得很无趣，所以就走开，继续到别的地方去了。
At that time, I was very young, and so as a child, I didn't understand the significance of this. I just left and went on with my day.
到半夜的时候，做梦梦见我到了这个床边上，然后准备把这个白的单子掀起来，正要掀的时候，突然一下子惊醒了，然后就发了高烧。But
at that time, that night, I dreamed a dream that I had walked next to this bed, and as I was pulling away the sheets, I woke up. And I woke up with a high fever that night.
我从那天起就对死亡产生了很大的恐惧。And
from that day forward, I had a great fear of death.
所以从初中到高中, 后面一直在考虑死亡到底是什么。
So from middle school to high school, I was constantly considering the question, what is death?
看了一些书，但是没有办法找到合适的答案。
I read some books, but I could not find the answer that I was looking for.
后来上了大学，进了医学院。
Then I studied, I went to college, and I went into medical school.
第一个学期的时候，要学人体解剖学。
In the first semester, I had to study human anatomy.
因为这个，突然一下子又想到了我过去的问题。
And because of this course, it made me think of the problem that I had faced me earlier about death.
正好这个学期当中的时候，我的大姨突然因为医疗事故去世了。
And in that semester, also my aunt suddenly passed away from a sickness.
在医院，她的呼吸机被拔掉的时候，我看到她的脸从润红变成了蜡黄。
And when I saw the breath, when I was in the hospital and saw the breathing tube being removed, I saw the color in her face change from red to yellow.
回到学校以后，在解剖实验室看到各种的人体标本，加上解剖台上躺着的一具一具的尸体。
As I went to school, I saw the various books I read about an human anatomy. I also saw the cadavers on the that we worked on.
这些尸体有年轻的，有岁数大的，有身体强壮的，有弱小的。
And for these cadavers, there were adults, there were children, there were those who were strong and those who were weak.
我突然想到我的大姨，然后想到这些标本，然后想到我自己。
I thought about my aunt. I thought about these books, and then I thought about myself.
然后想到这些标本，这些躺在解剖台上的，和我曾经，他们都是曾经和我一样活过的。
I thought about how those pictures that I saw in the books,
Not picture 的。
and the cadavers that I saw on the operating table, they were just as I was. They had been living before.
这些人，他们都有名字，曾经有过历史，有过经历，有过悲喜。
All of these people had lives, they had names, they had things they celebrated, things they were sorry about.
所以我的问题一下子就窜出来了：死到底是什么？活又是为了什么？
And so at that time, the question that I had arose again, what is life and what is death?
所以后面的时间，我一直在找人在谈，想要看看有没有其他人跟我有同样的想法，或者他们也许能够有答案。
So at that time, I went and I talked to many people. I was trying to find the answer.
我跟同学谈，跟老师谈，没有办法，没有人讲的话可以让我觉得对，就是这样。
I talked to my classmates and I talked to my professors, but none of their answers satisfied me.
后面。每天晚上大家都去自习室学习，我也去，但是我去是在发愣，在想这些问题，因为想不清楚。
Every night, the students would go back to their dorms and studies and study, but for me, what I was considering was the question, what is death?
后来有一次，我的好朋友跟我说，说学校里面来了一个基督徒，你要不要跟他去谈谈？
And then I had a friend who told me, there is a Christian who's come to our school. Would you like to go talk to him?
我开始想去谈跟不谈没有多大的区别，因为
Initially,
我谈了这么多的人，没有任何的人可以给我满意的答案。
I thought this would just be another useless endeavor because I've spoken to so many and I wasn't able to receive the answer I was looking for.
但是我的好朋友就说了，反正你去就去一趟嘛，谈一会儿也不会怎么样。
But my friend encouraged me. She said, well, just go and talk to them. I mean, what's the worst that could come out of it?
所以我们两个晚上就去了，跟这个基督徒谈了一晚上，几个小时都在辩论。
And so I went. Both of us went, and we talked to them. Most of the time we were debating with them.
这个基督徒呢，没有办法说服我，我仍然还有这些问题。
This Christian wasn't able to convince me with his answers, and I still had these questions.
临走的时候， 他拿出一张小册子来，绿颜色的。
When we were leaving, he took out a small green booklet.
上面写的他爱你。
And on it, it said, he loves you.
然后他又拿出一本新约来，翻开约翰福音三章十六节。
And then he took out a New Testament Bible, and he flipped to John 3:16.
上面写着，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
Which says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen.
我读到这块的时候，本来心里面有一个大大的问号，有一个大的洞，因为这个问号把这个洞撑得越来越大。但是读到这一句话的时候，心里突然觉得好像有什么东西进去，把这个洞填上了。
Initially, I had a great emptiness within, and my question seemed to dig that hole ever deeper. But as I read this verse, then it filled that emptiness within me.
我突然就有一种喜乐涌进来了，当时说不出来是怎么回事。我的朋友看到我以后，这个好朋友，因为他，我经常跟他谈，然后他看到我以后觉得很惊讶，说到底怎么回事，怎么会突然一下子这么喜乐。然后回到宿舍以后，我的室友也说，发生什么事情了，怎么这么高兴。
And so after reading this verse, there was joy that suddenly flooded into me. And even my friend, who often interacted with me, who knew me, she was very surprised by this joy. And she asked me, what's happened that you're so joyful?And also, when I went to class, my friends would ask me the same thing.
我从那天晚上开始读新约，读耶稣。
From that night forward, I began to read the New Testament and to read about Jesus.
很多事情当时并不明白，看不懂，但是心里面就坚定下来说，我愿意信。
At that time, I still had many things that I didn't understand.But my heart had settled down, and I said that I was willing to believe. Amen.
从那天开始，我的生活整个就变了，跟以前完全不一样了。
And from that day forward, my life completely changed, and it was different from how it had been before.
感谢神，在过去从信主以后到现在经历的大大小小的事情，都有神的恩典。
And from then until now, all of the things that I have experienced, whether large or small, have given me the grace of God. Amen.
我最近在为自己的情况祷告的时候，想到了诗篇23篇。
And recently, as I was praying for my own situation, I thought of Psalm 23.
说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
因为你与我同在。
For you are with me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Amen.
感谢神，他并没有应许我们说，我不需要经过死荫的幽谷。
We thank God because God did not say that we would not go through the valley of the shadow of death.
他没有说我不会经历死，不会经历病，不会经历困苦。
God did not say that we shall not die, that we shall not experience difficulties and suffering.
但是在这里，他应许我说，他与我同在。
But here he has promised me that he will be with me.
作为一个小羊，死荫的幽谷是什么？
What is the valley of the shadow of death to a small sheep?
上面可能会有各种的豺狼虎豹，有狮子想要吞吃这只小羊。
Maybe in this valley there are many ravenous wolves and there are lions eager to devour the sheep.
但是因为有牧者在。
But because the sheep has their shepherd.
他的杖、他的竿打在我的身上，提醒我他会保护我。
His rod and his staff are on me, reminding me that he will protect me.
他会带领我经过。
And he will lead me through it.
感谢神。所以我想说的是，神爱我，神也爱你。
I thank God, and I want to say, God loves me, and God loves you. Amen.